Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama daf Ayin, and we though have to start a little bit back on Samach Tassim Abayis due to a busyness yesterday on Shabbos where the Baal, the Magid Shir didn't get as far as the Sunday Magid Shir would have liked. Okay, so the Samach Tassim Abayis, that's really a new section. So Amar Abaya, right in the middle of Samach Tassim Abayis, Amar Abaya, here we go. So as we have been discussing, the Gemara discussed Brera yesterday, but the main issue is being makdish or doing anything to something, having any effect on something that is not in your rishus. So we had the case of Tsnuin. The case of Tsnuin was a case where someone, a Tsanua, somebody who's a tzaddik, is worried about people, even people who steal from him. So when people steal from him, he said, even before he has it back in his rishus, the Mishnah said in Ma'aser Sheni that he could say, he could be mechalal of the Kedusha from that, from the Ma'aser Sheni onto money in his rishos. That was called the case of Tsnuin. Then we also had the case of Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Dosa, which the case we're going to talk about soon again, was on the bottom of Samach Tassim and Aleph, where Rabbi Yehuda says, what about Aniyim? I'm talking about Ganavim, about Aniyim. Aniyim that are going to collect today, it'll be Hefker, or what they collected already will be Hefker. Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Dosa, what exactly the case is in the case of Karam Ravai. Case of Karam Ravai, but again, both of those were two separate cases. The case of the Tsnuin, which was the case of the Geneva, and the case of Rabbi Dosa and Rabbi Huda, which was the case of the Aniyim. So now the Rabbi Yochanan had a statement yesterday where he said that Tsnuin and Rabbi Yossi said the same thing. It's the same Shita, meaning they both said that an owner can be Mechalel his property even if the property was not in his Rishus. That was Rabbi Yochanan's comment. So now the Gemara is going to have three statements of later Amoraim about that comment of Rabbi Yochanan. Did he really have to say it? So Amar Abaya, first, the 12th to last skinny line. Amar Abaya, he loved Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tsnuin, Rabbi Dosa, Amar Dabar Echad. Had Rabbi Yochanan not said that Tsnuin and Rabbi Dosa really were saying the same thing, Hava Amina, Tsnuin is Lehud, Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Dosa, less Lehud, Tsnuin. I would have said that they're not saying the same thing, but rather one holds of the other, that Tsnuin hold like Rabbi Dosa, but not vice versa. Tsnuin is lehud Rabbi Dosa. Tsnuin hold like Rabbi Dosa, meaning what? Uma beganav of the Rabbanan takanta aniim tzricha lemeimar. If the Rabbanan made the takana say that it works, even if it's not in your rishus, they made a takana to help out the ganavim. Surely they would make the takana to help out the aniim. So if you say the tsnuin case, the Mishnah in Ma'aser Sheni, so surely you'd say the case later on of Rabbi Dosa, because that would be a case of Aniyim, and surely Chachamim would want to help them. Interesting that the Aniyim are not called Ganavim. Right. Aniyim are not called Ganavim. So the Ksos points this out in Shin Nun Dalid, but you see from here, Umavur Da'ani Lav Ganavu, Ela To'e Bedin, just a To'us. And even though, says the Ksos, what happens if the owner would go over and explain it to the owner what's going on? You'd get it back. You'd give it back. You'd be just a Toa Badin. But still, that's called Eino Bershuso, because you're not going to get it back until you bring it to Bezdin. Only Pikadon is a Darvish Bershuso, because wherever it is, it belongs to the Mafkid. But other than that, even if you're going to get it back, it is called a Darvish Bershuso. Relates to what we discussed last week, the Balamar Ramban, where the Ganav is ready to give it back. Is it already called Bershuso or not? But that's the closest dig exactly from this line of the Gemara, that the Aniyim is called, they're not Ganavim, but it is called Ena Bershuso. For Rabbi Dosa, less late than Tsnuin, but you would not say the other way. Rabbi Dosa would not hold of Tsnuin. Why? Aniyim udaldi l'Rabbanan takanta. The Aniyim would be who the Rabbanan made the takana for. Aval Ganav lo adil l'Rabbanan takanta. But by a Ganav, the Rabbanan would not make the takana for. And that's why if you look similarly, Tosfos above Mesia Daf Yud quotes that the whole idea of a Kinyan Dalaramos, which is a Kinyan to Rabbanan, was not Mesukan for Ganavim. The Ganav goes within Dalaramos of an item and has Kavanah to steal it, you know, it's not stolen yet. It doesn't have Kinyan Geneva yet. So that's one direction. That is Abaya. Number one. Number two. Amar Rava. Ilab Amar Rabbi Yochanan Tsnuin Rabbi Dosa Amar Davar Echad. Again, if Rabbi Yochanan hadn't said that they hold the same thing, Havamina, I would have limited it. Man Tanit Tsnuin Rabbi Meir Hi. I would have said, who is the Shita of the Tsnuin? That is Rabbi Meir Shita, meaning it's not a general idea that if something is not in your Rishus, you're able to be Mechalel or Makdish or anything like that. No, it's a specific Shita of Rabbi Meir that says Snuin, and that we'll see holds Rabbi Dosa's case as well, but you would not generalize it to other cases. Who's Rabbi Meir? Lav Amar Rabbi Meir, Meiser Mamon Gavoahu. Doesn't Rabbi Meir say, we had this a couple times already, that Meiser Sheni has the status of Mamon Gavoah? Right, that is a machlokas tanoim. What is the status of Meiser Sheni? Meiser Sheni, you bring up to Yerushalayim, or you switch the kedusha, and then you eat it in Yerushalayim. So it has kedusha, but is it considered mama gavoah mama hadyo? Right, big nafkamina. We had a meseches kedusha in the Mishnah is there. Can you be makadish and isha? Even if it's mama gavoah, you can still eat it. Right, karbanos are mama gavoah. Many shortcuts you kachim, and still your the kohanim are able to eat it. So. Doesn't Rabbi Meir say that Meiser Sheni is Mama Gavoa? Via Filohachi, and still, Le'inye Pedia, even though it's Mama Gavoa, regarding the power of redeeming it, meaning changing the Kedusha, Ukmei Rachmana Bershusei, you have the power to do it. Even though it's not yours, it's Mama Gavoa, you still have the power to be poteit. Dechziv, Im Go Yigal Ishmi Ma'asro, Bachamishi So Yosef Alav. How do you know? Because there is a halacha that if you change the Kedusha of Meiser Sheni onto fruit, and then you have to bring it up to fruit onto money, and you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. The halacha is, there's a difference in halacha if the owner himself is poda it and brings it up, or if somebody else. The halacha is, if the owner himself does it, he has to be mosif a chomesh. He has to be mosif a 25%, what we call a chomesh milavar. So there's a difference between whether it's the owners or not the owners. What do you mean? According to Rabbi Meir, it's Mamon Gavoah. So it should always be considered not the owners. But it still is considered the owners. So what do you see from there? That Rabbi Meir holds that even though Meiser Sheni is Mamon Gavoah, still the Torah calls it Bershusei. Back to the Gemara. Kar Yirachmana Ma'asro. The Torah still calls it his Ma'asro, Mosef Chomesh. And he has Eran Chomesh. So just like Rabbi Meir says, by Meiser Sheni, fundamentally it's not in your Rishus. And yet you have the power to be poda'it, and also Kerem Ravai, Nami, Gamar Kodesh, Kodesh B'Meiser. And you say the same thing by Kerem Ravai, right? The fruits of the fourth year, or the vines of the fourth year, you learn Xer Shava, it has the same status as Meiser Sheni. Xif Hacha Kodesh Yilulim, Xif Gabi Meiser, V'chol Meiser, Ares, Mipri Zerah, Ares, Mipri Ha'etz, Lashem Hu, Kodesh, right? Same word. Ma Kodesh, Xif Gabi Meiser. Just like the Kodesh by Meiser. Afa Gavda Mamon Gavoah Hu, even though it's Mamon Gavoah. Le'inye Pedia, Ukme Rachmane Bershusei. And yet, regarding your redeeming power, the Torah gave you Rishus to do it. So Af Hai Kodesh Nami Dechsev Gabe Kerem Ravai. So too by Kerem Ravai Af Hakab De La Mamon Videhu. Even though it's not yours, Lidin Achule, regarding the authority, the power of being Mechalel, Upmi Rachmane Bershusei. The Torah made it into his Rishus. Taki Isa Bershusei Nami Halav Videhu. Because even when it's really in his Rishus, it's not really his. By Meiser Sheni Kerem Ravai. V'ha Matzi Machil Mishamachi Matzi Machil. And that's why he can be Mechalel. So again, maybe the whole Shita of the Tsnuin and Rabbi Dosa is not based on the idea that a person has the power to be Mekadish Mechala Darshin and Bershuso, but rather it's based on a Chiddush specifically by Meister Shady and Kerem Ravai, that it's the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says it's always not in Yerushus, but there's a Chiddush HaTorah that is considered as if it's in Yerushus. So maybe it would apply by those. Aval, now finishing the sentence, Aval Gabi Leket. But by leket, just by the gathering of the grains that fell, kiva de mamona di day, since it's his money, so then maybe we'd limit it to a regular case. Ki ike b'rshusei u'damatzi mafgalei. So when it's in his rishus, he can be mafgalei, halesa b'rshusei, lo matzi mafgalei. But if it would not be in his rishus, then he would not be able to be mafgalei. So then, I'm sorry, like so the case of Rabbi Dosa, it would not be the same thing, because Rabbi Dosa is by the case of leket, because she looked to aniyam yehei hefker. So that's the case of leket. So maybe he wouldn't be able to do that once it's out of his rishus. So again, had Rabbi Yochanan not said they're saying the same thing, I would have said that the Tsnuin would not be the same exact Shita as Rabbi Dosa, because the Tsnuin would be limited to Meiser Sheni and Neter Avai, because that's never in Yerushus, but there's a Chiddush HaTorah that makes it into Yerushus, while the case of Rabbi Dosa, the Leket, would not be the same Shita. That is all number two. And finally, number three. Amar Avina. Third to last line. Yilav de Amar Rabbi Yochanan Snuin Rabbi Dosa Amar Dabar Echad. Had Rabbi Yochanan not said that, saying the same thing, Hava Amina Mantana Snuin Rabbi Dosa, I would have said it's not a two sources saying the same thing, but it's basically the same source. The Snuin is Rabbi Dosa. I would have said that because why would I want to have a Mishnah that would go against Rabbi Yochanan? Remember, what was Rabbi Yochanan's din, how he got into this whole sugya? Right? Gazav lo Yahshua by Elim Shtemein Nichol Matisho. So Rabbi Yochanan's din is that you can't be Matisho Dav Hashem Beshuso. So I would have said, to help out Rabbi Yochanan, that the Tznuin Mishnah is a Das Yachid. It's Rabbi Dosa, and therefore there's no Stam Mishnah against Rabbi Yochanan. That's what I would have said, says Ravina. For Rabbi Yochanan, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan himself do that? That would have helped him out. Stam Yechida lo Amar. Right? Like a Stam of a Das Yachid, he didn't want to say. He didn't want to put together this, he didn't want to say that Rabbi Dosa is this Shita. It was a Stam, and therefore there was no Shita quoted. So Stam Yechida lo Amar. He didn't want to suggest that like Ravina did. Period. Okay, that was end of yesterday's discussion. Now we get into a few lines. Again, this the next 15 lines are we could really spend a few shiurim on. It's the sugya of harsha amorsha, which basically the best translation could probably be a kind of power of attorney, meaning it's something more than a shliach, according to most rishonim. We'll see. It might be a super shliach. It might be a quasi shliach. Either way, the point is that usually I make a shliach to do something for me. I make a shliach to get married. I make a shliach to buy something for me, to sell something for me. But am I allowed to make a shliach to claim for me in Beis Din? Or to go over to somebody and claim something for me? That's the world of Morsha. Usually there's no downside. If I say, you know, go sell something for me, go buy something for me. So that's a case where the person will buy or sell. Here already, it's a case where I, you know, go to Reuven to get me my $200 back. So Reuven could tell my messenger, who are you? Lav bal dvarim didiat. I'm not dealing with you. So usually there's nobody who wouldn't want to, the person wouldn't want to deal. You know, wouldn't care about dealing with the shliach. So shliach has power. But is a shliach a real bal davar? This has to do with discussing kiddushin. How much is a shliach a real stand-in? How much is he just the arm of the mishaleach? But either way, because of that sugya, because there's a limitation by a regular shliach, that the shliach can be told, lav bal dvarim didiyah, you're not the real person, that's where the sugya of harsha comes in. The sugya of harsha, a morsha, has more power, generally, than a regular shliach, and he will obviate that possibility of somebody saying, you're not the claimant. Lav bal dvarim didiyah. This is a power that's given to the toveya. Could the Toveya create a Mursha? That's what this whole sugi is about. What about the Nitva? Could the Nitva have someone in court? What about a lawyer? This is the sugis of lawyers. In Shas, is there such a thing as a lawyer? A towing din, right? You have that in Bati Dinim now. So that's called the sugi of Ansler. Sugi of Ansler, that's basically a Mursha for the Nitva. That sugi is in Shvuas Daf Lamed. So that we'll get to after we finish the sugya. So we'll mention the shitas about Atmar. But it's Mursha and Ansler. So Mursha is the sugya right here. Abakama Daf Ayin is the sugya of Harsha. So here we go. So Amri Nahardoi. So Nahardoi says, Lo Kasvinan Urchasa. Urchasa is Harsha. You cannot write a Harsha Amitaltali. You can't write a Harsha for Mitaltalin. For Mitaltalin. Why not? What are we talking about? So, Tosva says, in Dibraskal Lo, what are we talking about? Dafka amitaltalin digzela. Stolen mitaltalin. Meaning, you go tell Reuven, be my Mursha to go get my objects back that was stolen. You can't write a Harsha for that. Because what exactly is a Harsha? A Harsha is a quasi-type of kinyan. I am being makna those items to my power of attorney. He's going to claim it for me, he's going to get it for me, maybe he'll even get a cut, as we're going to see in a few minutes, and what exactly you have to write on it. But, so you can't write that if you're trying to get him to get your stolen items. Why? Because the stolen items aren't in your rishus now. So you can't do a quasi-kinyan on those items. Tosos continues, avalam etazlan tepikadon kasvinan. But let's say I just want you to go pick up my items from my shomer, then you can. That's this first day of Naharda. The hatali time of a hektish. Because the whole reason we're going to see in a minute why there's a limitation of your making a morsha is because do you have the ability to be makdish it? And you can be makdish something that your friend has watching for you. It's just that you cannot be makdish something that your friend has that is stolen from you. That is the shita how Tosas reads the Gemara. That when it excludes metaltalin, it means metaltalin to gazlai. Amar Rav Ashila Ameimar Mai Taima. What's the reason? Amar Le Mishab Rabbi Yochanan. As Tosaf just quoted, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. That's why this whole sugya is here. Gazal Vanos Yashu Abaylim Shneim Einam Yecholam Lahakdisho Lahakdish Zel Vishena Shalav Zel Vishena Bishusav. So something that's stolen from me is not in my rishus. It's not in my. It's in my. It's shalow. It's mine, but it's not in my rishus. I don't have the power to be makdishit. So therefore, that is the shita, the first shita of Nahar Dai. Ika Da Amre. Second day, Amri Nahardoi Lo Kasvidan Ur Chazama Taltali De Kafre. Nahardoi says you can't write a harsha on metaltalin that the nitva has already denied having. Right, that's the case of metaltalin. Reading sounds like from this opinion, Meikir Hadin, even if it's stolen, if the ganav hasn't denied it yet, so then it's okay. Why? Time at the kafri. The only reason that it has been denied already, de mechzi kashikra. It appears like sheker. I'm appointing a stand-in to get my item that you've already said that you don't have. That's a chuchavitzlu. It's like a joke. How can I be mocking you something that the guy already said he doesn't have? So that's why it doesn't sound like a fundamental limitation. It sounds like it just looks bad. It looks bad. Avalo kafrei kasvinan. But if he didn't deny it, so then he can write it. So there's a big discussion in the Rishonim here. What's the difference, Lamaisa, between these 2 days? But first, go back for a step. Tosva says this whole discussion is by metaltalin that were stolen. But at Pikadon, you do not say that. There is a shita of the Ravon, one of the most famous shitas of the Ravon, right here. Baba Kama Daf Ayin. That's what all the Rishonim talk about, the Ravon. Ravon is Simenayin Tess, writes, separate sefer, the Ravon, says the Ravon in the Tshuvah of Yoel Halevi, his son-in-law. He quotes this day of Nardoi, Ein Adam Makdash Dover Shein Bershuso, Vahu Hadin Sheino Mocher Venosiv Lo Marsha. If something's not Bershuska, you can't do anything. You can't be Makdash, you can't be Mocher, you can't be Nosein, you can't be Marsha. V'adifa Mida Rabbi Yochanan. And this Shita of Nardoi is even greater, more radical than Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan only says it by Nigzal, Gozov Lotus Yashua Bailan. But Aval Pikadon Matzi Makdash V'yahiv. V'inhu Nahardai Amri Afilu Pikadon Lo Mati Makdash V'yahiv. Even by Pikadon, you cannot. Even though we usually say Kol Eichad the Isa B'Shusha Demari Isa, it's not good enough for Hakdasha. Hakdasha requires a higher level of Bailus, and Mursha Harsha goes by Hakdasha. To give it to Bailu Mechtav, since it's not in your Rishus and you can't give it, maybe it's not only Hakdasha, the Ravon says. Anyway, the Ravon says that it's not just if it's stolen, it's not in your Rishus to do anything with, but even if it is a Pikado. So that's a Machlokas Rishonim. Most Rishonim all like Tosas. The whole discussion here is only by Metatzli de Ganzlei. The Ravon says, even by Pikado. Tosas and Mesech HaShvua says this whole discussion is only by Metaltalin. But by Karka, you could always appoint the Mursha. Because Karka ain't an exalus. Right? Karka is always there. So you could always, and what if the guy denies it? But the carcass is sitting there. So you know, so that's why Tosas and Shuas hold that by karka you for sure could write a harsha. Inami ikal ukba b'makarkoi devade kasvidin lay de karka ena nigzelis. Tosas and Shuas daf lamed gimel amabes. So those are the 2 days in Nahardoi. Continuing, the Yamri Nahardoi urchasad lok sivbe zil don vizachi v'afik lanafshach. Any harsha. Because it's a quasi type of kinyan. If I'm appointing you a stand in to be towing for me, so I have to kind of give you the item somewhat. Whatever power I have over the item, I have to give you. And if I don't have that item in my rishus,
if you don't have the power over the item, why can you show up?
Because it's shalcha. It's still shalcha, even if it's not rishuscha. It's you have a connection to that item. How do you transfer that? How do you make this mursha? Again, a mursha, as we'll see what the Rishonim say, but Pashas is something more than a shliach. So to be able to create, make him a bal davar, you have to give him.
I guess what I'm asking is, why does it have to be more than a shliach?
Because if it's just a shliach, then the person could say la bal davar didiyat. Right? You're not the owner. If I want to put the shliach to sell something, to do a mitzvah for me, well, the mitzvah that could be done, right, to be mafresh shruma. I'm saying, but the person can say, what do you mean you're representing? You're not the owner. A shliach is only kimoso. But if you're fighting in court, so then you can say, la baldavar midiyat. You're not the baldavar. A shliach is not the baldavar. He could act on behalf in certain cases. He could be mafresh. You don't need a baldavar to be mafresh shuma for me. You don't need a baldavar to shepherd and pesach for me. You need a baldavar to claim money for me.
I guess I'm trying to ask, bottom what's going on here.
I think
why do I have to be the Baldover to represent the
because the guy is not going to want to give you money unless you're the Baldover.
I don't care what he wants. I mean,
correct. I'm saying, but halachically, he could say that. But it's not, it's a valid representation, but he can't, but you're not strong enough in halacha. So, in a harsha that does not say, zil don v'zachi, go and be zoche, va'afik l'nafshach, and be mosied for you, meaning I'm making you my stand-in, les be'mashasha. So then that's not a harsha, and it's nothing greater than a shliach. My taima, and here's the line that I've been mentioning, mishum de'amar lei, heich, because the nitva kitzei, lav baldvarim didiyat. That's the chiddush of this gemara. That a regular shliach does not have the power of a regular, even no matter how strong you take it in the concept of shlichus, he does not have the power of the actual baldavar, and therefore, unless you give him this extra power by saying zil don v'zachi va'afik l'nafshach, that he'll only be able to be a shliach and not more than that.
But if he's there, can I show up and do
if the what?
The baldavar.
If the baldavar is there,
there,
that's a question. But if he, but is he acting on my behalf like a lawyer? That's the sugya of law. That's right. That's the sugi of Ansel. That's more from
here,
the other
here
side.
Here
is not here.
Here is not
here.
But if
here.
He's here, it's a different
sugi. If he's here, unclear. Is he just talking for me?
Yeah.
Is he just talking for me? That's a question. But still, if I'm not telling him what to say or discussing it with him, that's a sugi. You gotta. That's if he's still acting for me. Who says that's right? Looks like me. P. Adim. The Adim might not even if the Adim are there. You know, the Adim can't tell somebody, right? The Adim can't write their testimony, right? There might be certain requirements for Bali Dover to be involved. Amar Abaya, v'ksiv bei lemetzel l'shush v'lorvia, and if the real baldavar gives power, even if he doesn't have to give all power, bizocha for you, even if he says bizocha in a percentage, half a third, a quarter, migud mishtoi dina, apalga mishtoi dina akula, once he could do din on the part that he was zocha in, right, and the guy and the nitva cannot say la baldavar didiyat on that part, so then he could do din on everything. Amar Amemar, itaf is lo mafkina minei. If he's toe-face, you can't take it from him. What does that mean? Two opinions in Rashi. Rashi first says, itafas, if the Mursha goes and grabs it from the Nitva, and that's it. Then he's like the Baldavar. Just like the Baldavar has powers of Tfisa, so too the Mursha has has powers of Tfisa. Ravashi Amar, the second day of Rashi. Second day of Rashi, if the Mursha keeps what he got and didn't give it back to the Marsha. If he's toe-faced, you're not mafkia because he acted on behalf of the Marsha. He is independent that he might be even to keep it somewhat. So therefore, you're not mafkia it from him. Ravashi Amar, Kivan, and we'll see, the Rishon discuss are all these adding, so far Pashas, they're all adding on to one another. Ravashi Amar, Kivan de Kasvi le Koldimis Ani Mindila Kabilis Alai, since he writes to him, any type of expenses, any type of money that you give out on this din, I accept to pay for shliach shavyeh. So you have really made him into a shliach. We'll get back to that in a second. V'yigad amrei shutfut v'shavyeh. And some say no, Mursha is not a shliach, but he's like a shutaf. He's like a partner that you've made. L'maynaf gemina l'mitzvah spalka. The question is, can he be tovis half of it? If he's a shutaf, then he could keep half of it, because you made him into a shutaf in this item. If he's a shliach, he wouldn't be able to keep it. There's a big discussion that we've shown him here. Could you be mevatel a mursha? You could be mevatel a shliach. Once you've made a mursha, what if you decide I don't want him? So that might be another nafkamina between whether he's a shliach or a shutaf. The big discussion in the Rishonim, just to mention two or three of them, and that is, so Lamaisa, what do you call this Mursha? Is he a new category in Halacha? Is he something new? If you look throughout the Amud in Rashi, Rashi keeps using the word Shliach. Three or four times Rashi keeps using the word Shliach, Shliach, Shliach. So according to Rashi, and maybe see it in a different Rishon, the Balamar says a Beferish. The Balamar says that once Rav Ashi comes along at the end of the Gemara, Rav Ashi is arguing on everything from before. Really, Amursha is a shliach. The Balamar says this on Chav Zayin Amabez and the Daf Yarif. His lashon is Elanir Lid Rav Ashi Cholik Al Nahardoi VeHilchza Kavase De Shliach Shavya Hilgach Lo Boi Zil Don VeZachi VeAfik LaNafshach VeAfilo Hachi LoMatzi LaMemer LeHeich LaBal Zvam DiDiat De Shluch Hashalav Kamoso. So the Balamar maybe was bothered by what Mr. Spalter was bothered by, and therefore he says that at the end of the day, all those other shittas thought that a shliach, you cannot say, you can say, la baldrem didiyatu, until Rav Ashi. Once Rav Ashi comes along, Shluchas Rav Kaboso, a Shliach is a stand-in. A Shliach is the Baldavar, and therefore Rav Ashi's arguing all the Amora previously, and this is regular Shlichus. That is the Shita of the Balamar. We reject it. Maybe that's Rashi's pshat, because Rashi quotes, keeps quoting the word Shliach. That's even the Rush's question later on. The Rush in Daftes, in Paraktes, the Rush quotes, Shlucha Shalom Kamosa b'chol davar, Heich matzi l'meimar le labal dverim didiyat. Halo mipia shliach kapia bailim l'chol davar, shenasa shliach v'asi yaso k'asi yasa. Very strong lashon. V'lama yitnu chachamim yad l'zeh la'akiv mamon chavir shalok kedin. So the Rush also holds this. Shouldn't it be regular shlichus? So v'nir ali, the Rush says, maybe we're choshesh shemi yevatel hamafkid shlichus hashliach b'fnei edim. Maybe he was mevatel him. That's why you have to say all these things, go be zochid on your half, because there he's basically saying that he's given him over, he wasn't mevatelit, and therefore that's where the Rush holds, can't be mevatelit, once you use this lashon. But again, fundamentally, the Rush seems to want to say it's regular shlichus, but it is somewhat raised. It's a super shliach, we'll call it a little bit. It's a shliach that you cannot be mevatel anymore, because it's a shliach that we know you were very serious about. That is the Balamar, that's maybe Rashi, that's maybe the Havamina of the Rush. Many other Rishonim don't say it's regular shlichus. It's what we'd call super shlichus. Maybe it starts off as a shliach, but once you have all this zil don, the afik, the nafshach, that makes it a little stronger. So for example, the Malchamas. The Malchamas there on that Balamar, as explained by the Rishonim, I'll read it to you from the Ksos. The Ksos in Kuf Chav Gimel explains this Ramban. He basically is bothered. How could it be regular shlichus? You know, it's all these, this whole sugi doesn't relate to it earlier. So says the Ramban through the eyes of the Ksos, Ubir Dvarav de Lahaki Kasvid and Matatli de Xela Valva, Mishibdehu Shlucho. A regular shliach is not 100% stand-in. And that's why you have to make him a shliach that he can't say la'bal d'varav didiyat. So what do? That's why you give him this extra lashon of afik l'nafshach. And the lashon, the beautiful lashon of the Ramban is arkevei atrei rikshi. Right? You're riding on two horses. It means it's a shliach, but it's not a shliach. It's a shliach and that it's a mursha. It uses some powers of shlichus, but it's even more. And that's why he says there's no problem of davar shlo bala olam here. He says, Afagabdu davar shlo bala olam, ikamakam, kiva shlo chazer bo, kona ke omer lachaveru, sadan inesud lachamishek zikba. This is going to be yours when you get it. That's basically what you're saying to a mursha. Yeah, that is what a number of Rishonim say regarding mursha, that it's a super shliach in some way. Again, the Meiri also has that lashon, depending on the language that you give him, other Rishonim. But that is the sugya of harshal. Again, it pashtus seems to be something more than shlichus, because the Gemara doesn't mention shliach until Rav Ashi. That's the Baal Amar's chiddush that Rav Ashi argues in everybody from before. But if you don't say that approach, so then you have to say that Harsha is somewhat related, but different to a regular case of Shlichus. What about Ansler, what I started off with? This is all mitzad the Toveya. What about mitzad the Nitva? Could the Nitva appoint somebody to go? That's a Machlokas Rishonim. So the Ritva in the Miri here has two deos, without explaining, but the Ritva in Shvuas explains. Ritva in Shvuas, Vo nire lahara'im v'rabozal. So maybe he's quoting the Ra'im, or Blazim Mathi, Ra'im, his Rebbe is Rebbe Natan. She'ein memanin antler l'nitva, right? We do not appoint an antler, a stand-in, a toin for the nitva. Elohu atzmo balabezdin. Why? Elam kein chola or sick. V'tan devrayim. Why? The toveya hu sheyachol limnos morshna. A toveya could appoint a morsha. Bishum daha amalei zil don v'zachi. Because he could say, go be toveya for me. V'haveli k'toveya atzmo ubal davarhu. But he's like, I could appoint, and that person is the actual toveya. He's doing something for me. Avo benitva, what does the nitva do? The nitva is passive. The nitva is not doing anything. How can you make a shliach to not do anything for you, to just react? The nitva, delekala mimrahachi, right? He can't be tobeya for you. Sorechu lavu lebezdin o sheyishmu shulchan ta'anoseyem. And then he adds, lekaye mashenemar v'omdu shneha anashim ashelohim harir lefnei Hashem. Hey. V'yeshdo zero tamacher shema ha'antler yosef taina me'atzmo shel sheker. O Yeshana me'atzmo, the Gamanitva me'yis panev shalom b'fnei baldino l'shanos ben emes. the Nitva could like tell him what to do, do things if the Toveya is not really there. V'chein das k'sas rishonim v'gam haramban ba'ali svarazu l'fi l'asha pirushav. So many rishonim hold that this whole idea of Mursha only exists for the Toveya. Aval rabim min achronim, but many achronim say, the Ritva says, not achronim like we call achronim, right? Many achronim say, to call Nitva memana antzler v'shlucha gamoso l'fnei Hashem karina bay. Right, so he says, Harambam lo diber b'zeh klum b'chiburo. I don't know what the Rambam holds, says the Ritva. Doesn't say, mention it. But that's the sugi in Shavuos Daf Lamed. Do you have a parallel concept? It's not in Shas. It's amazing. So that's the great raya for the Ramban and the others who say this doesn't exist. Either way, this is the sugya of Harsha. A lot more here, but so we touch the iceberg. Back to Baba Kama. That was all related to Rabbi Yochanan, of course. That's why he was brought in here. Says the Mishnah, back to Dalai Vahay. Two Edim say he stole, and two different Edim, even if two different Edim say Tzvichu Mechira, Mishlam Tashlum Midal Vehei. You don't need the same Edim for the Geneva and for the Tzvichu Mechira. A. B. Ganavu Machar B'Shabbos. What if he stole and sold on Shabbos? Ganavu Machar La Avodah Zarah. Or he sold it to Avodah Zarah. Ganavu V'Tavach B'Yom Kippurim. Or he shechted it even on Yom Kippur. Right? Because Yom Kippur, there's no Mises Bez and it's Kares. That's why there is no Kimlei. All these cases are going to be Chayiv. Right? Ganavu Machar B'Shabbos. We're going to talk, let's say, about a case where there's no Kimlei. You didn't do any Yisur Daraisa at the time of the Mechira. Or gonna mishal aviv v'tavachu machar. Let's say you stole something from your father, and then you were toveyachu mocher. So you, at that moment, you're chayv dal v'hei to the father. V'yachakach meis aviv, and then the father dies. So then you're still going to be chayiv, as the Gemara will say to the other yarshim, because at the time that you were shechted or sold, there was a chayiv. Gonna v'tavach v'achakach hikdish. If you were toveyach and then you were makdishit, mishalan tashlumi dal v'hei. So again, you're mishalan dal v'hei in all these cases. Because there was a chi of dal v'hei at the moment of the tzicha mechira. Rabbi Kiva Eger in his Tosfos in Mishnayos here says, but it says if you were gonev v'toveach and then you were makdashit. But if you were gonev and then you were makdashit to bedek habayis, that itself is a chi of dal v'hei, as we discussed on last week, the chilek between bedek habayis and mizbeach. Gonav v'tavach l'refua. Let's say you shechted, you stole, and then you shechted for refua. Not that you were interested in this, but somebody is sick and you want to give them meat. Oli klavim, you just shechted it, but you had it in mind just to give it to your dogs. So just killing the animal, you shechted it to give it to your dogs. That's also chayav dal v'hei. Or hashochi even if it's a treifa, even if you shechted and if you found it is a treifa, right? Not a nevela where you messed up the shechita, it was a proper shechita, but there was no heter shechita, right? It was a treifa. Hashochi chulin bazara. In all these cases, mishan dashlum dal v'hei. According to the Tanakama. You pay Dalavay in all these cases. Reb Shimon Poter B'Shnei Elu. Reb Shimon Poter is on the last two, because that is a Shechita She'ena Ru'uya. That's a Shechita that does not bring about a Heter Shechita. Right? You can't eat the Shachut. Right? By Trefa and by Chulin Bazara. So therefore, Reb Shimon holds Shechita She'ena Ru'uya is Lav Shmei Shechita. There is an amazing Yamshel Shlomo, which the Achbonim say is against this, seems to be against this Mishnah. The Yamshel Shlomo says, let's say when I'm Shechting, I don't have Kavana when I Shecht. I don't have to have Kavana. If I Shecht without Kavana, I have to do a maisa shchita, meaning let's say I trip, the knife falls and flies and shechs the animal. That doesn't work. That's not called gavra. That's not called gavra. The second parak in Chulin is all about these cases. But the Amshon Shlomo there in Chulin, in Beis Yud Gimel holds, let's say you have kavana that this shchita should not be mutter. Right? There shouldn't be a heter shchita with the shchita. Says the Amshon Shlomo, it's not mutter. It's not mutter. Amazing. Aval ikivin lehedyer shlo lishchot. Osa shchita hamachsheres el lasos benachira v'chanika. I'm just killing this animal. Nira be'enai shalom nikra ze shchita v'garua yoser mi nafla me'al akora le'inyan ze she'ena b'chal v'zavachta. It's even worse. Zavachta. If you have kavana that this animal should not be mutter, it's not mutter. That's the Amshon Shlomo. Ask the Achronim. What about our Mishnah? Ashoche leklovim. You have no kavana, but the Tanakhamo does a shechita ruya. We pass, right? So what is it? Isn't it against the Achronim ask? You know, isn't the Amshon Shlomo? First of all, the Amshon Shlomo itself is a huge chiddush, but isn't the Amshon Shlomo? Isn't it ask the chayei aryeh, right? You find mitzarnu l'shem refuah l'klavim. It's a shechita ruya. Well, that's different. You didn't have kavanas for the heter shechita. The kavana you had it for the dogs. Dogs don't need a hetzer shechita.
It
was dafka leklavim. That was your kavana. It wasn't stam kavana. He admits it's fine. You have to get anything. This isn't that. So you have to answer. One answer might be, says the Imre Bina, maybe there's a difference between you specifically, if you have kavana not to do a shechita at all, or you do a shechita, or you have kavana to do a shechita, but the shechita shouldn't work. Maybe that could even be worse, in a sense. When you're in the parsha and you're doing it shalol l'shem. By the case of leklavim, maybe you did the shechita, but you didn't have kavana to really. So that's similar to what we discussed last week by Nir v'nitcha and dichu meikaro. If you're in the parsha, sometimes it makes it even worse. If you're in the parsha and then reject what's supposed to be done. Okay, that's a big discussion. Fast sugyas and shechita are really great. Hopefully, we'll get to it at some point. Okay, says the Gemara. We still are owed the discussion of the relationship between Nevela and Shreifa. Right? That's what we have to talk about at one point. Says the Gemara, let's say our Mishnah is against Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva, our Mishnah which says that you can have two different sets of Edim on the Gneva and the Ticha Mechira, let's say that's against Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva, ha'amar davar b'lochasi davar. Rabbi Akiva says you have to testify about a whole item, not a half an item. Ditanya, as the Brisa says, Amar Rabbi Yossi, k'shehalach, Rabbi Yossi says when Abba Chalafta went to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri to learn Torah, the Yamri La Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri ate till Abba Chalafta, or some say when Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri went to Abba Chalafta, Omer Lo, we'll come back to that name in a minute. What's the din they discussed? Right, Cheskas Gimel Shanim. We know. Third parak in Baba Basra discusses if I'm a squatter for 3 years on a piece of land, you don't say a word for 3 years. And after 3 years, you come and say, it's my land, get off my land. So if you didn't complain about it for 3 years, you didn't say a word for 3 years, you never came on this land, so then, you know, it's mine. You wouldn't have kept quiet for 3 years. For the first 3 years, it's not good enough because, you know, people keep their shtaris for 3 years. People are l'chora, keep their defense. After 3 years, though, you know, the halacha changes. So if I have, that's called cheskas gimel shanim, if I'm on a land for 3 years, then it somehow becomes mine. Is that the kinyan? Is that just a reflection of something? That's the lumdus of cheskas gimel shanim. But let's say you have two sets of edim on each year, right? Well, I mean, a different set of edim on each year. So does that work? Do you need the same edim on all 3 years? So I'm like, no, arizu chazak, it's fine. Each year separately is fine. Amar lo, he answered him, no, avani omer kein, I agree with you. Elish Rabbi Akiva cholik b'davar. Rabbi Akiva argues on me, shahay Rabbi Akiva omer davar v'lo chatzi davar. Right, Rabbi Akiva holds only davar and not chatzi davar. Is this big discussion in the Akronim, is this a zeres akasiv? Is this chash sheker? You're only saying chatzi davar, so you might not be telling the truth, so maybe we'll relate to that in a minute. But either way, the Gemara says, so is Rabbi Akiva against our Mishnah? Well, if we get into that for a minute, Rashi says, Chalafta on top, shame Aviv Shal Rabbi Yossi. Chalafta was Rabbi Yossi's father. Who's talking in this story? I'm Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi's telling the story about Abba Chalafta. Right, it says the Sharm Siyah. So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Mem, what did the Shulchan Aruch say? You're not allowed to call your father by his name. Right, you're not allowed to call your father by his name. Reish Mem, says the Shulchan Aruch, Ezeo Mora, part of it is, below, Leishi B'machem Yuchad Lo, below Soser Zvarav, below Machriya Zvarav, Befanav, Avalomar Nirin Divrei Abba, below Yekrenu Bishmo, below Bechayav, below Bemoso, Ela Omer Abamari. Right, just say Abamari. You can't call him by his name. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, Kashali, Ha Bebrachis, Amrle Baya Abba, Bechain Shabbos, Amr Biosi, Maisa Baba Chalafta. Doesn't answer it. He just says, I don't know what's going on there. Abba Chalafta, he's the father of Yossi. How can he call him by his name? Says the Pesach Shuvah there. Benir Ali, a couple of things. De'im Achirim Sholem Imenu Ben Miat, Mutalomer Lahem Ben Rebbe Ploni Ani. Who's your father? Is your father the famous? Yes, you're allowed to say, yes, my father is, right? Hopefully. So you're allowed to say Rebbe Ploni Ani. The Raya Lazeh, and he quotes the Raya from the Achash Shlomo, who says that the Rush all over quotes his Rebbe, the Maharam of Rutenberg. I remember the same halacha by a Rebbe and a father. So he quotes him, because he says that if he quotes him with the title, Mevesha Hayelo Shacha Chavim Shai Rebbe, Osav Hutzok Laskiro, Uba Aviv Lakuli Amma, Sir Mevesha Inlo Ela Av Echad, Vechada Hatur Hiskeris Aviv, Mevesha Skir Blush and Kavid, Harash, Klomar, Rosh Lakol Yisrael. That's what he means by Rosh. He doesn't mean Rabbeinu Usher. He means he's the Rosh. He's the Rosh. Akanda, that's the Amshar Shalom. Im Kain, Kishchuzrach, Laski Rosh, En Yodim Oso, Gaba'o Evshari. So Bishchei Shuv ends up saying, if it's for a need, it is okay. Also, others say, the Sharm Sian of Malachi here discusses that, if you say it with a title, Abba, in many places, is a Lashon of Kavod. Abba. So Chalafta was his name, right? That's the Deit. Abba. Chalafta, Shem Aviv Shal Rav Yossi. Chalafta, but the Abba is, makes it better. Again, but that is, we had earlier also, that's why, I don't know we had earlier, it said that this Tosfos in Pesachim that discusses why Abaya was called Abaya, because his friend, his good friend was Rabbi Bar Nachmani, and Rabbi Bar Nachmani was good friends with Abaya, so Abaya's real name was Nachmani. So Rabbi didn't want to call his friend while they were in the house together by his father's name, so he gave him a nickname, Abaya. Asher Baruch Ha Yerucham Yasom. So he made up the nickname based on the acronym. Okay, says the Gemara. So is Rabbi Akiva against our Mishnah? So says the Gemara, Amar Abaya. Feel it in Rabbi Akiva. No, our Mishnah can even be like Rabbi Akiva. Milo Modu Rabbi Akiva. Mishnah doesn't Rabbi Akiva admit. Mishnaim Shomrim Kidiv Shnaim Omrim Baal. If two witnesses say these people are married, and two others say that she was Mizana, Afagadaf, I got the ADB at Tzrich Lady Kedushin. You're right, the ADB cannot kill her without the AD Kedushin. You have to know that she's married. So in one direction they're needed, but Kiva the AD Kedushin, Latzrich Lady Bia, Davar Karina Bay. But since in one direction the Adim are independent, so that's why each one of them are called Davar and Archasi Davar. So Hachanami, right, because the Eidi Kiddushin don't need the Eidi Bia, they can say, that's why they're married. So Hachanami, Avagav, the Eidi Tzvicha, Tzvicha, the Eidi Geneva, so too, even though the Eidi Tzvicha require the Eidi Geneva, because if they don't have Eidim that it's stolen, then he can say he's just shechted his own animal. Kivan, the Eidi Geneva, Lotzvicha, the Eidi Tzvicha, Davar Karina Bey. So it's good enough to be considered Davar to be independent, period. For Rabbanan, Hai Davar, Lachai Davar, Lamutemai. So according to the Rabbanan, what do they exclude by Chasi Davar? We know Rabbi Akiva excludes, Chesus Gimel Shanim. What about the Rabbanan? Limute echad omer echad begabav echad omer echad bekresa. If there are two witnesses, but they each testify about the gabus of a girl, of a young girl, they each say that they saw one hair in different parts of her body. What's the gaba? What's the kresa? They're different. Are they different parts close to each other? Are they different parts away from each other? Either way, they're in different sections of the body. So Gemara says, what? Hai chati davar v'chati edusu. That's a chati davar. They're each testifying that they only saw one hair. So that's a chatzi davar, that's nothing. So ela lemute this shnayim omer echad bagaba v'shnayim omer echad bekresa. No, the case where two each testify about each of the hairs. So that's what's excluded according to the rabbanan. Hani amri ktanahi v'hani amri ktanahi. That's the case. That's chatzi davar. The big discussion in the rishonim here is what's the difference between this case and chaskas gimel shanim. Why in this case the rabbanan say it's chatzi davar, it's a problem. While chaskas gimel shanim, they say it's okay. So Tosfos here quotes two opinions. First, Tosfos quotes himself. V'lo Tosfos lemute. V'lo dami l'shana rishona b'fnei shnayim. Why? V'chulu. D'hasam ra'u kolma sh'hayicholun liros bo'sa shana. Says Tosfos, did you see everything that you could have seen? By the years, right, each year, you can only see what you could have seen. By the hairs, you should have seen more. There's a reyasa. If you only testify about one, so that means you could have seen, you didn't see the other one. So there's a reyasa in your testimony, so that's why it doesn't work. That is Shita of Tosfos.
By the third year, they could have seen
by the third year, no, at this moment, they can only see the third year. They weren't around earlier. At the
that's
third
the
year,
bottom.
They can, what?
That's
no, but that's not a Reyesa. They're only in the third year. They only see this year because that's what's in front of them. By the woman, they should see both hairs. Because they have to both be there at the same time. So that's Tosfos, first day. Second day, Tosfos goes the Riff. Those of course the Riff and Baba Basra, where the Riff says, the difference is there any significance to each of the testimonies separately? If they testify, he sat here 1 year, that's significant. You know why? Because if you end up saying that it wasn't his land, he's got to pay for the fruit that he ate this year. So this year, the testimony on this 1 year, it has halakha significance in another context. So that's why it's not called Chatzi Davar. Mashenkin, one hair is meaningless. One hair is meaningless. That's the Shita of the Riff. And finally, the Ramban of Baba Basra says, Pshat and Rashi here. Rashi here is just very cryptic. Rashi here just says, Akati k'tanahi, hilkach lo mitzdarfin, aval agabe chazaka, kulin mi'idin shahaya muchzikba. I'm not really sure what that means. But the way the Ramban interprets it in Bava Basra Nunvav, he quotes, Rashi has a beautiful pshat. What's the pshat? By cheskas gimel shanim. You know why it's not chatzi davar? Because that's a process. There's a process. The first year is a process. That's why testifying about part of a process, the beginning of the process, and the middle and the end, that's not chatzi davar. They testified about the beginning of the process, and that's fine. They all testify. That's Rashi. They're all testifying that he's muchzik ba. But the hairs is not a process. It's a messias. It's a messias. One hair is nothing. What is that? That's why it's chatzi davar. That's the sheet of avagabe chazaka. Kol echad ve'echad mi'ita shu muchzik ba ka'adam ha'machzik b'shalo. Shemi'achar shu toin anilu kachbiya, v'inu anatrichin, etc. Nim says, eidazu hascholas eidus shnia. Very important lashon for Chasas Gibel Shanim. The first year is the beginning of the Eidus of the second year. Shari hi idu sharo osa b'shusel shoseh, v'lo yatsam b'shusel b'fneim, etc. So 3 days. Tosas here, the Rif quoted in Tosas here, and the Ramban of Balabasra. What's the difference, according to the Rabbanan, between two Eidim each on one hair versus Cheskas Gimel Shanim? Okay. Ganav Umachar B'Shabbos. One more minute. Ganav Umachar B'Shabbos. In 2 days from now, it's a short off. So, all right, we'll be able to that's our catch up. Each what?
Seven.
What? Ein Zion. What Ein Zion, yes. Ein, if you look at Ein Zion, that's a famous daf. If you just look at it, you'll know why it's famous. Okay, but we can spend time on Paradun the whole day. I don't know what the problem is. Says the you'll see that's what Ein Zion's about. It's only one line. Says the Gemara. So says Ganav Umachar B'Shabbos. So the Mishnah was about, Mishnah said, if you steal and sell on Shabbos, you are chayiv. So what the Gemara is going to ask now is, Vatanya Pater? No, we have another case that you're Pater, another price that says you're Pater. So what's the case you're chayiv dal v'hei if you sell on Shabbos, and what's the case that you're not chayiv dal v'hei? But just before we do that, what we're going to do today, we'll continue this tomorrow, is the question that the Achronim ask on this Gemara. Why should you be chayiv if you're Tavayach Mocher on Shabbos? Why don't we say, beginning of Mesechus Temura, Kol Misal David Rachman Lo Savid, Yavid Lo Mahani. Right, according to Samach, right, according to the Gemara there, if you try to do something that the Torah says you're not allowed to do, it doesn't work. So if you try to sell something, if it's a mitzias, you don't have a choice. Right, if it's a reality. Right, but if it's a halacha, like selling, it's a chalos, so why don't we say the selling doesn't work? You want to sell, you're not allowed to sell. So you should say the sale doesn't work. You're trying to sell on Shabbos. So different answers given. The Maharit says, Marit says another Achronim say, Yavid Lo Mahani is only said if by saying Lo Mahani, we prevent the Avera. So for example, if I try to marry my sister, right, which is impossible, right, Yavid Lo Mahani. Or if I try, right, the question was, you know, we should say, if you try to, when he tries to marry a Grusha, you should say Yavid Lo Mahani. Because if you say Lo Mahani, they're not married. And he doesn't get to do what he wants to do. Question, why don't you say it there? But that's where Lo Mahani. But here, the Avera would be being done anyway. The Aveira is done, right? The Chil Shabbos is being done anyway, so that's why you wouldn't say Lo Mahani. The other answer given, Shein, the Minchas Chinuch is quoted, and it's fine where this Minchas Chinuch is inside. The Minchas Chinuch says that when do you say Lo Mahani? When it is worse for the person. He's trying to do something, we say no, it doesn't help. Here, it's worse if we say the Mechira does work, because then he's going to be chayiv dal v'hei. So if the mechira does work, he's going to be chayiv. So that's why we're not going to say lo mahani here, because we want the mechira to work, because we want to be konei sim. Okay, tomorrow, Beth Hashem, we get into Kimle B'Dravaminei, and Esra Nasra Torah Afilu Ba'alimo, we get into the sugya of Hischayivus Midas, and Shkida Sheinu Ru'uyah is coming up, a lot of other fascinating sugyas. Garmi, okay, this is Meruba, Eidim Zomamin, one of the sugyas is coming up, Chidishu. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, and everybody should have a good erev. Time to